pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, command Maniac lie down, hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mart, top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Details for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online, the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
It's...
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Ladies and gentlemen,
you are listening to Spankwagon Radio because it is Friday night.
It's 7 o'clock here in Vegas.
And whatever time that you are currently at.
So you're nestled in front of your computer, you have your favorite junk food, your favorite soda, or pop. Or Coke, depending on the region of the world you're in.
Soda, pop, or Coke. So let's see. Soda would be like a West Coast.
Uh-huh.
Pop would be the Midwest. And Coke would be
South.
Wall Street executives.
That too.
Or actually, Boy George.
Or Boy... Ah.
Yes, I imagine it puts a crying game in a different perspective.
Oh.
Makes you wonder, is the crying game about like him running out of dope?
I'm not even going to get there because everybody knows the worst part about the crying game. That's a dude! Ah!
Wasn't even a good-looking chick.
Well, have you ever met a good-looking transvestite?
Well, you know, I have to say no. Now, I know that's an arguing point for some people, but you know what? I myself...
Other transvestites may find other transvestites good-looking, but I don't think any heterosexual man has ever saw a good-looking tranny.
No. I don't think trainees would be able to go out with one another.
Why not?
I think trannies themselves would be so fucking petty, it would be a consistent catfight. I don't think that's possible. It's like trying to imagine trophy wives as lesbians.
Or soccer moms as lesbians?
They would all... soccer moms as lesbians, I could pretty much imagine. They're desperate to get out of their shitty lives. But no. We have the door open. I can hear the fucking train going by.
You hear the train going by.
No, I don't think transvestites could date one another. I think they would be... Even though they're dudes, I think they... Since they're in that mindset,
uh-huh.
I think they would be that petty.
Well, that's an interesting...
That's my belief.
It's an interesting way to look at it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, like we said. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the infallible Claude Balls.
And we want to thank every one of you who are joining our little show as you eat raspberries and cream Hershey's. Oh, thank you.
It's an interesting flavor.
Where'd you go? Did you go up to the 7-Eleven on the way here? Yes, you did. Orange and cream Kit Kat?
Yes.
And it's all this limited edition candy shit.
Limited edition is a good way of saying, you know, if it doesn't work, we plan to take it off the market anyway. That's my belief.
This sucks. Time to bail.
But we told you it was a limited edition, unlike some other flavors that we'll get into.
What else did you bring?
Well, no, I didn't bring anything else. I mean, I still have my... ghetto big gulps and stuff. I'm really upset that they canceled out, like, it was, I think it was ginger and salsa flavored soda. It was not exactly the most pleasant of flavors, but it's actually pretty good. It's kind of weird to eat. Ginger and cinnamon soda. I know it sounds weird, but it's actually not bad.
I don't know. It doesn't sound all that appealing to me. But hey, everybody. Like we said, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, and let's go ahead and touch a few bases here. First off, you can join us live. We have a cam and a chat. The cam isn't quite up, but the chat is definitely up, and we've got several people in there already, which is awesome stuff. The chat link, go to spankwagon.net, click on cam and chat, and you can do that. Or if you're cool enough to use your own, go to irc.slashnet.org, and the room is LV Rocks, or typing
pound
it in,
LV
pound
Rocks.
LV Rocks.
For those of you who may be only on your way to becoming elite.
Virtual One asks, if you found a transvestite lesbian, what gender would you expect them to be?
A transvestite lesbian?
I'd still say a man.
A transvestite lesbian.
I'd say a man.
I've seen that, man. It's that movie, Boys Don't Cry.
And that was played by a chick. There you go.
Yes, I think it's solved. Thank you.
Solved with reference, but I would assume a transvestite lesbian would still be a guy. He just digs either women or other transvestites. What you say is probably not possible, but...
I don't think one transvestite could hook up with, like, another transvestite.
Yeah.
I could see a transvestite, like, having, like, a hetero relationship with a woman or even a gay relationship with another man, but not another transvestite.
Interesting.
If it's another woman, I think that the transvestitism type thing is just going to be, like, a side hobby instead of an entire lifestyle choice.
All right, that makes actually good sense. So,
Women don't really do stuff that fucked up. That's what Fufu says. I'm going to beg to differ.
Dude, yeah. Absolutely they do.
Please go to LimeWire and type in GGG for the video search. There's something that's really nice and fucked up. Yeah, GGG. German goo girls and stuff like that. I've got this one nasty video. It's pretty rank. This one chick right there, dude. Not only is it a bukkake session, but she comes with human urinal and drinks it. It's pretty fucking bad. Actually, you know what? You don't even have to go that extreme. Just go to like Savage Love, that one sex advice column.
All right.
And check that guy's archives, and he has a listing of some top GGG topics right there. Trust me. Just because, you know, women are not typically apt to do a lot of the same things
that
guys would.
It doesn't mean they're not out there.
Oh, yeah.
You just can't make that assumption.
I think that, you know what, dude? I think that's pretty much, I think any woman, you know, right there could probably, you know, do some kinky shit for her man that,
by the way, Toe
no
says he loves GGG.
Toe loves the GGG.
What is the GGG? One more time?
I think it's German Goo Girls, I believe that's what it is. At least that's one of the websites I've seen it for. They get some pretty sick kind of stuff right there, so you would not like it. Because you don't like bukkake.
No, I think bukkake is just horrible.
Bukkake is basically like the Powerball lottery money shot. I mean, that's
yeah,
the best way to describe it.
All the balls dropped on you at once. It's sort of Captain Kangaroo of money shot.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
All the ping pong balls all at once. No ifs, ands, or buts.
All
that's
the balls
it.
Dropped
that's
at
it.
Once.
That's it. That's it. You know, it's no longer bukkake. It's the Captain Kangaroo.
I don't think Captain Kangaroo ever
he's
did
he's dead. What does he
guys.
Care?
Well, I don't know what kind of...
He fucking had wings on the side of his face for his sideburns.
So you're saying Captain Kangaroo did bukkake?
Maybe he did. That's how he got his little sideburn wing thing going on. Face down in bukkake, it just spreads out.
That's fucking...
Peels his face off the bucket.
Actually, typically, no. They use a jar, a giant martini glass. Or if you watch Japanese, they love the graduated cylinder.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
You don't watch that stuff?
I don't watch it. What part of what you just said We know you don't like it, Trench. Did you forget about just doing it the past 5 minutes?
Well, I'm just curious. Have you actually ever witnessed it, like, in your own privacy? Just coming upon it by accident.
Well, I've come upon it by accident. We've had 5 gallons of Spank, that one episode where you decided to show someone getting covered by a bucket of cum.
Maybe you could, you know, like, I don't know, see what your wife's opinion is.
I'm pretty sure she's not going to like it either. I don't know, just something about it just kind of ew, and I think the ew factor would cover, well, would she would go for the ew factor as well. Just ew, that's no.
Kind of makes me wonder how many listeners in chat right now like Bukkake.
Well, I know they have voiceover in chat. By the way, everybody, spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link and you can join us, because we know that there's a lot of people listening, more than what's actually in the chat room, so go ahead and check that out, folks. All right. Got a lot of news. Actually, we've had a ton of news over the past 2 weeks because last week we had Dr. Bob and crew in here, and we didn't get to some of our news, and there's some, you know, some of it's a little old, some of it's really good still.
Oh, yeah.
The first thing is KJUL. Anybody who's listening to us rant about that, KJUL was a standards, you know, the Frank Sinatra,
Singers and Standards,
Paul Acosta type stuff.
Would you... Oh, Paul Acosta. I thought you said Holocausta.
No, I did not say Holocausta. Like, Paul Acosta.
I'd never heard German
and
music.
And Engelbert Humperdinck, and, you know...
You don't like Engelbert Humperdinck?
I didn't say I liked or didn't like. I'm telling people what it's like, what it's about. I'm not telling what it is or, you know, what it is to like or what it isn't to like. There's much difference. Basically, though, it went off the air because one of the broadcasting groups decided, hey, let's go to country. Yeehaw! Everybody who was old started bitching because they missed their favorite music. Music such as, well, this.
Dance would be a sin. Release me and let me love again.
So what happened is you were used to listening to that right there.
Yeah.
But instead it turned out one day you turned on your dial and heard this instead.
So what happens is these group of people go out and they decide, okay, everybody's bitching. Granted, I think it was about 100 old people altogether total that bitched. But some guys decided, you know what, if 100 people are bitching, that's
age
all.
Age combined.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be like 500,000.
They were older than the sun.
Jesus. Their grandkids were named Dirt. Their grandkids were Dirt.
Grandkids were named Dirt.
Look, basically...
he'll be happy.
The segment of 100-year-old people and around there were so upset that they actually protested. They even tried to do something stupid, like write a letter to the FCC, which the FCC can't do shit about format.
I know I wrote my congressman. Or not congressman, my local representative.
So another group of guys with a different radio station decided, first off, they got a hold and purchased the letters KJUL, and then they moved it up a dial.
Actually,
so now,
they didn't purchase it. No, that's not what happened.
Well, no, they did purchase it. It actually came out as a correction.
They did a swap.
The people in Utah, yeah, it was a little bit of a purchase, a little bit of a swap, because the people in Utah didn't, you know, said, well, we want the KJUL because it's a known name, but we'll give it back to you. So that way you can go home and listen to this.
Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather
Except there
be
is
you?
One kind of catch.
What?
They don't really seem to
catch?
They don't really seem to play that much anymore.
What are
Well, now I turned on, it's more of this.
That's not quite like standards. I mean, I kind of think that the standards are more entertaining and listenable than that. But they don't play standards.
That is considered standards. I think standards is a... I don't know what they consider to be a standard.
I mean, to me, standards... are damn near show tunes. You can't argue that. Standards, when you listen to them, could damn near be, you know, movie tunes or show tunes from the 40s and 50s. Even stuff that's considered pop for the 40s and 50s. Well, pop by their standards, I guess.
So you think this is standards right here?
I may have opened my mouth too soon on that one.
Because everyone wants to like be in line in the market and hear that over the fucking... Yeah,
that would actually be funny if everybody's in line and heard that. I mean, it could be worse.
How could it possibly be worse?
I don't know. I don't have music back me up. You have all music to back you up. How could it be worse, Claude?
Stall for time.
Let me see. What do I have that would consider worse?
They're with
for
the
you?
Seamlessness of this. Oh, yeah. What do I have here? Let's go in and click.
Yeah, you know, I guess it could be worse.
Actually, I got one worse than that.
You actually have one worse
than
that?
Let's do one worse than that. One that everybody knows is really bad. I just, you know, let's find that here.
Like one of those old songs that kind of makes you sad?
Oh, yeah. If my name was Flying J.
You really want that man to overdose, don't you?
Why not?
Maybe we could do it in the studio on camera.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, we're done with that. All right.
Actually, you know what, though? Seriously, for the first time, I turned it on, and there was one thing. I swear to God, this was playing.
This was playing when you turned it on?
Yes.
Do you want a taxi?
Was playing, dude. This is the Herb Albert cover. I feel like I'm at a Mexican circus.
Flea circus?
No, a Mexican circus. There are fleas and for the people.
Flea market?
No, flea. Circus. Mexican circus. Oh, there was a Mexican circus next to the flea market last month.
Yeah, you're right.
I've actually been to the circus in Tijuana.
What?
Yes, my dad.
Did you go down to TJ
years ago? My dad's like a huge circus fan. I don't understand why. See, I'm a huge car nut, especially, you know, I'm not even going to get into, you know, trying to explain to you. If you listen to the show, you know how much.
Yeah.
I dig on DeLoreans, you know.
Duh.
But I'm not going to like fucking drive halfway around the world to see one. Did it once before I owned one. Wouldn't do it again. But my dad would just all the time go fucking see circuses everywhere. And he
go look at circus!
Yeah, I hate
Yay, circus!
I fucking hate chimpanzees. All they do is scream, shake their cage, and fling shit at people. Orangutans are nice creatures. They're docile. They'll slap the shit out of you, which makes it fun. There's like a danger factor. Orangutans, nice creatures. Chimpanzees, I fucking hate.
Hey, wait. Tell what the chat room points out. Raise your hand if you've yet to recognize a single song played. Damn. We're not even that old and we know these songs. Anyhow, other things we got going on today, aside from KJOL.
You want to get really obscure?
Well, that's the problem. What we're giving them is not obscure. And they're confused. Well, at least Toe is. I don't know. We haven't seen anybody raise their hand
yet. Well, you know what? I'm thinking maybe, you know what? Toe's just kind of, you know, in a category by himself. Toe's by himself. Oh, yes, he is.
Poor Toe, all by yourself. Hey, by the way, the phone lines are open.
1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas Locals, dial 383-8120.
And we encourage everybody to call because we're wanting to cover everything we missed for the past 2 weeks and a little bit more. And we're definitely going to want everybody's opinions on things we discussed today. So the
what
phones
is
are
your
open.
Opinion?
Or opinions, or if you just have something to say, say it, dude. That's what the phone lines are for. 1-866-LV-ROCK. 1-866-LV-ROCK. 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
1-866-LV-ROCKS.
It exhaled. Since when did we have an exhale?
Well, sometimes it just has to happen.
If you don't know how to spell LV Rocks with a phone, it's 587-6257.
1-866-587-6257. Come on, dude. That sounds like I'm reading a serial number.
That's a barcode. So, Claude will even type it in the chat room here in a little bit. Anyhow,
yeah, let me go ahead
so that way
that.
You can get it. So, it's, you know, we kind of make the point that the phones are fucking open. All right. Man, there's a lot of shit we got to cover. Matter of fact, let's cover something from last week. Everybody knows that Claude and myself, we love our beloved mayor.
Crazy fucking mayor.
Well, our beloved mayor has done it yet again. The happiest mayor in the world calls for cutting off the thumbs of graffiti artists on television and caning and whipping children as well.
I figure a good drinking song would suit Goodman fine.
Yeah, okay.
And that's about all I can take.
Out of Carson City, Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman suggested Wednesday that those who deface freeways with graffiti should have their thumbs cut off on television. Goodman, appearing on the television program Nevada Newsmakers in Reno, said in the old days in France, they had beheading of people who commit heinous crimes. What? Motherfucker may be a lawyer, but he sure didn't study his history. You know we have a beautiful highway... Okay, let me read this again. You know we have a beautiful highway landscaping redevelopment in our downtown.
It makes sense to me.
A beautiful highway landscaping redevelopment in our downtown. We have desert tortoises and beautiful paintings of flora and fauna. Now, let me explain to those of you who've never been on the 95 or the 15 here in Vegas in what's called the Spaghetti Bowl. Properly named.
It's freeway interchange.
If you go to Google Maps and just look for the first largest clump of freeway, that's the Spaghetti Bowl. Well, what they decided to do they've been doing this for a few years, but they finally got it done a couple months ago, was they put in these ginormous...
Ginormous?
It's a good word. Ginormous tortoises. These concrete tortoises.
Goodman.
They look like they should belong in a kid park, you know, where kids could climb on them and they have water shooting on around them. I mean, that's what they look like. That's what they seem like. Well, these things are huge. And then they have all these Native American art things, which, of course, back in Native American time was probably considered graffiti. But the fact is they put up all these nice little bears and all these little paint things and these giant tortoises. And to be able to see the tortoises, you either have to be stuck in traffic and not moving, or turning around to stare at them so you can get into an accident. That's really the only way that you can see these tortoises on the freeway. Well, some taggers decided to get to them.
And that's what taggers do.
And they spray painted. So, here's what he said. Quote, "I'm saying maybe you put them on TV and cut off a thumb," the mayor said. He also added that it may be the right thing to do. Goodman also suggested that whippings, or canings, should be brought back for children who get into trouble. I also believe in a little corporal punishment going back to the days of yore.
This sounds very familiar. Where have I heard talk like this before? Let me think here. What kind of culture does shit like this?
What culture does hand for an hand, eye for an eye?
To this day.
I don't know. Let's think about this. You know, I can't think of any single culture that could still be doing this. Maybe any of our listeners do. They can help us out. Do you have any idea?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
So anyhow, Oscar Goodman
believes... the urge to race camels,
and this
though.
Is what he said. He says, "I'm dead serious." He said, folks. He must be dead serious. Parents are supposed to take care of their children, but government replaces them on some occasions. Some of these children don't learn, he said. You have to teach them a lesson, and this is coming from a criminal defense lawyer. Goodman then added, they'd get a trial first. Another panelist on the show, Howard Rosenberg, a member of the University Board of Regents, responded by saying that Goodman should use his head for something other than a coat rack. Cutting off thumbs of taggers will not solve the problem, Rosenberg said. And I agree. I don't know. I mean, you... I wish we had De La on the show because he's a tagger.
Yeah.
And he'd be able to answer questions. I wish I could have talked to him earlier this week to get that set up, but he is a tagger. I would be curious as to what he would think about this, because I know you like taggers.
Yes.
You don't tag yourself, and we'll say that on the air.
I don't tag. I've never had the opportunity to.
Or the nuts.
Really, yeah. I've not had the balls to go out and fucking tag stuff. I got to be honest with you. Typically, someone who's just like, you know, out there with a fucking grease pin on shit everywhere, that to me is fucking, that's chicken shit. The only thing worse than that is assholes that go and get a bunch of those fucking mailing labels or hello, my name is, you know, and write their names and shit on that and then stick them everywhere. Because that to me is chicken shit. That's not tagging, dude. That's just straight up
right.
Fucking laziness.
But these guys actually went on the freeway. They actually spray painted on these turtles that, I mean, this was a beautification deal that the city did.
It's an interchange.
Yeah, well, they're trying to make an interchange look nice.
It's a fucking interchange.
I don't know why. I don't know why. It is just a fucking interchange. So some taggers and Oscar Goodman, our wonderful mayor, wants to cut off their thumbs after a
trial.
Okay,
you tell me. Do you think we should?
No. No, not at all.
Excluding the slippery slope factor.
Okay, so the slippery slope argument's down.
What do we have to do to punish these guys? Because you don't think physical...
I think if you catch them, make them clean their damn work.
I don't think that's going to work.
Why not?
Well, you catch them, make them clean their own work, they're not going to do it. And besides that, they'll just be back to do it again. The problem that you really have here is a lot of people don't exactly look at taggers. They're like, well, take your license away. Well, taggers usually don't if they do drive, they're getting rides. Or
right.
They're just going to break the law.
Well, come on. I mean, if you have someone going on desert land in between like major interstates, you know they walked there. They did not drive
right,
there.
Exactly. I think what they should do for taggers, personally, is if you are caught and convicted of public defacement, I think that should somehow, you know, have a system in place where that makes you ineligible for like a art school scholarship. Because a lot of taggers are artists that want to go to art school.
That
stuff.
Is true.
I think that would have a profound effect where they wouldn't want to fuck up.
So
their
in other
future.
Words, you do what is essentially like the black book in the casinos here in Vegas, and you say,
yeah.
You're a tagger. Here's all your work that we know of, because you know what the police will do is they will take all the photographs. And then also another thing that irritates me about this, neighborhoods will clean up tagging. And I'm okay with that, really. I really am. And then the city pays them to actually clean it up, because what they'll do is the city will actually buy all the paint, all the paint supplies, and the disposal fees of the paint that's not used. And the community or the neighborhood association or whoever will actually go out and do the painting and paint over taggers' work.
Mm-hmm.
But... again, I think that the taggers need to be held more accountable. I mean,
I think that what you really need to do is the problem with tagging, of course, is that it is addictive. It really, really is. If you've ever read like interviews and profiles with taggers,
mm-hmm.
You know, the first thing it is, you know, they go out there, they do it, and you know, dude, if people didn't like to tag, then you know what, you wouldn't have the brick fill and Mac paint, okay?
Right.
It's addictive. People like going out and having the rush, and it is definitely a source of fame.
I don't know. Anybody has an opinion out there, 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Please. But I think, you know what, if you made them ineligible for art school scholarships, or maybe even in some cases admittance to art schools, you know?
So in other words, basically blacklist them, blackbook them,
yes.
So they can't, you know, in all states or just Vegas?
Don't know. I mean, you might be able to get like an interstate compact going.
Yeah, it's possible.
Where people could say, you know what, yeah, we
now, what about
this.
The ones, though, that are just, you know, like literally are the gangbangers that, you know... God, I use that word. I think that's a first for the show.
What, gangbangers?
No, me saying that word.
What?
Gangbangers. I don't know.
Okay, anyhow, I don't know what kind of milestone you just passed, but we'll go along with it.
So, I mean, what about the ones that aren't, you know, I mean, they're just tagging to mark territory. They're not even doing artistic stuff. They're just a name and that's it.
So gang members like this. People listen to this kind of music. I don't know. I mean, for them, it's something completely different. If you're just tagging a marked territory, you know, I mean, you could definitely go ahead and do the same education feature for them. However, the problem is, if you're just fucking writing your name on a wall and shit right there, and that's the fine line between tagging and actual graffiti, we need to really kind of hit them somewhere elsewhere. It's really
but
hard
see,
to do.
But see, that's just it. I mean, not everybody who does tagging does it for the same reasons.
Oh, no,
you know,
I understand.
And what the city looks at, they don't look at tagging as an art form. they're looking at tagging as graffiti, the same graffiti.
Well, hold on. No. They do subdivide it.
But they overall, they still want to buff it. They still want to clean it up.
They still want to get rid of it. But when they classify it, they will classify it as being like individual artist or gang related. The problem is, of course, I mean, if you just have a tagging crew, they'll consider that a fucking gang.
Exactly.
And I don't think that's fair myself. Then again, how are they to know?
Exactly. I mean, a group of people is a gang. I mean,
gang members are something completely different. I think with gang members, that's so hard to say because, I mean, the problem is, and I know this is going to catch such hell from people because I'm stereotyping so much. Doesn't matter what fucking color you are. But if you're a gang member, typically you got nothing to lose. You're a waste of fucking life on society as it is.
There you go.
What can you possibly take away that, you know, wouldn't violate human rights? You know what I mean? Public assistance, you know, on that level. I don't mean fucking Oscar
Goodman.
I
see what you're saying.
It's really hard.
Well, why don't we go ahead and cut to our first break? You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
We'll go ahead and fade out on this, and we'll see you again in a few minutes.
Spankwagon. Squares beware, but my true mission is just revenge. You ain't my set, you ain't my friend. Wear the wrong color, your life could end. Homicide's my favorite binge color. Just walk like a giant, police defiant. You'll say to stop, but I'll say that I can't. My gang's my family, it's all that I have. I'm a star on the walls, my autograph. You don't like it, so you know where you can go. Cause the streets are my stage, and terror is my show. Psychoanalyze, try diagnose me. Why? It wasn't your brother to brutally die, but it was mine, so let me define. My territory, don't cross the line. Don't try to act crazy, cause the shit don't faze me. If you ran like a punk, it wouldn't amaze me, cause my color's death. Though we all want peace, but our war won't end till all wars cease.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express, yo, I don't smoke weed or cess. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. Program and it-
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio is back.
Spank Wagon. Now, you're telling me Reverend Run has his own
TV show?
Yeah,
I saw it on like VH1 or something like that. It's like Run's House. It's what it's called. Very appropriate.
Whose house?
Run's house.
All right.
Okay. But yeah,
you wear
Adidas. It's I don't know. I didn't notice. I didn't pay attention, but I'm assuming they better. You know, I mean, they, you know, that's kind of like one of their things.
Looking right now at the iTunes music store right there. Looking at the Ultimate Run DMC Collection for $10.
Hey, we got ready. You want to play some Shitty Mitty? We have another in a couple weeks.
Aw, fucking hell,
I
yeah,
have the
man.
Last week, or the final, I said, should say the final. Oops, wrong button.
Hells yeah, you bet. We're going to play Shitty Mitty, man.
Yeah, I got the final round.
Everyone loves Shitty Mitty. I like Shitty Mitty.
Shitty Mitty. And actually, we want another caller to see if they could beat the combined might of the IRC chat room.
Shitty Mitty.
So we would like to have a caller, 1-866-LVROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
There's a prize if you win.
You get the jack shit prize or award, depending on its relative worth to you.
No.
You're mailing it out? What the hell? Dude, pick that up.
There's used undergarments in here.
Jesus Christ, this place is amazing. All right, so we want someone to give us a call and play. Until then, I found this, and this isn't Shitty Mitty, but this is this is scary. Let me go ahead and bring that up.
You got my attention right now.
Okay, so everybody knows, you know, All Your Bass. Do you have All Your Bass on there?
Let's see. I think I do.
If you have All Your Bass, go ahead just really quick.
I have
Zero Wing...
Really shitty cover.
Figures, you do have a shitty cover. Yeah. All right, so we can't even use that, and I don't have it handy. Someone decided All Your Bass went really well with... Well, just listen.
Song, I think it is.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I hate Queen.
Does go somewhere.
Does it now? Could you could have fooled me?
It's a shitty
I hear something. Here.
What happened? What happened? Somebody set up us the bomb. Somebody set up us the bomb.
Wow.
We get signal.
What?
Main screen turn on
Main screen turn on
Get signal Main screen turn on main screen turn on
Yep.
Wow, and this is a full animation too.
Yeah, this is a full flash animation.
Yeah.
In MIDI.
Ow.
Like air guitar.
It's you.
How are you, gentlemen? All your bass are belong to us. You are on the way to destruction.
What you say?
All your bass.
What you say?
All your bass are belong to us.
What you say?
We get signal.
What you say?
You are on the way to destruction. You have no chance to survive. Make your time.
Somebody set off us the bomb.
Hold your bass, I belong to us.
What you say?
Hold your bass, I belong to us.
What you say?
You are on the way to destruction.
What you say?
You have no chance to
what you say?
Survive, make your time.
What you say?
Means
your
shitty 70s effects,
what you
too.
Say.
You may not belong to us.
You have no chance to survive. Make your time ha
ha ha ha ha ha.
Oh, wow, this is bad.
Take off everything, take off everything. Take off everything, take off everything. Music, 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 music. Take off everything, you know what you're doing, music.
While you at home only get to hear this, I also have to see it, too.
We will be posting this to the wagon.
You know what you're doing. Take off everything. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. Music.
Ouch. That was...
There you go. It's a... Basically, yeah, it's a...
Yes. Too Much Spare Time Animation Studios is the one who is credited with making that.
And I agree,
that's a very good name.
And I will go ahead and get that posted up on the site so that way people can get to the link and download it and do everything they want. But it's like Zero Wing Rhapsody if you don't want to wait for me. That's an appropriate way because that was all MIDI'd, as you could tell. You could definitely hear that. We would have paused it to test it for you, but of course I would have paused the animation. What we're going to do right now is we're going to play Shitty MIDI. We don't have a caller yet. We'd love to have a caller to play because we have the last of the video game Shitty MIDIs, at least the last round that I'm going to do. Then we'll go back next week to do the normal Shitty MIDIs. But I got four of them today, and I'd love to have a caller call in, someone who knows their video game arcade sounds. From the 80s and 90s, and play with us. So we'll do one more call out, and then we'll just go ahead and start without you assholes. It's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. Because we would like someone to play against the collective might of the chat room.
Otherwise, you will have to listen to some really shitty music.
Yeah, and that's really never a good thing. So let's go ahead. Give a couple seconds for people to call in.
Why aren't you calling?
Yeah, really. Phone's ready for you.
Who is not man enough to call?
I don't know. You ever notice that, though? Like, our listeners used to always want us to have a phone line.
As soon as we got one, they didn't care.
And as soon as we got one, no one called. Well, we actually had technical issues before. Then we replaced amplifiers and a new phone patch, and that cleared up everything.
It did, but they didn't care.
They still don't call. It's amazing. Totally amazing. All right. So we'll go ahead and start the shitty meeting. If you want to call in the middle, that's fine by us, too. So let me go ahead and get that set up. Okay, the first one we have here, remember, we have four shitty middies today. So the first one, I hope anybody in the chat room wants to make a guess. We'll keep track of who's guessing what. Here's the first one.
Oh, wow. I think this is the first time I've, like, figured out what shitty MIDI is.
So there's the first one. That's the first shitty MIDI. Let's play it again. Anybody in the chat room? Anybody in the chat room has a guess? Go ahead and throw up your guess. We're waiting for him. That's the first one. Volkura says, unfortunately, I don't have a clue. No, he says, unfortunately, it's not me. If I knew my tunes, maybe. Yeah, this is definitely a video game tune. Toe with Spy Hunter. So Toe.
Toe.
You get the meager applause of Claude Main. All right, so the next one we have. This one will be very easy. The next first person to guess this in the chat room, or you can call up and still beat Toe for the prize, the jack shit prize or award. Here's the number 2-1. Very basic, very simple. Anybody should be able to get that one. One more time.
Fuse. Nothing's going on. Bugging out like Tori Spelling's eyes.
Okay, whoever has that, would you?
Already on a treadmill, not going anywhere. Slim chance he will.
So we got the second one. The second one. Here we go. One more time. With number 2.
Let's hit the boat, Jackson. Board like wood, dick around like Frankie goes to Hollywood. Relax. Don't.
So anybody in the chat room wants to go and give it a guess or give us a call.
Hell, man, I can. That should be like a good.
That one should be the easiest of them all. Everybody should be clamoring over themselves to answer that shitty MIDI. Everyone should know what this is. Anyone, everyone should know what this is. Bueller. Anyone? You're kidding me. No one in the chat room can guess this one? Silence has said Zelda. That is incorrect. Very incorrect, actually. Not even in the same generation of video games. Pokemon.
Would you like a hint?
A hint?
Yeah. Would you like a hint?
Yeah, let's go for a hint. When you wanna come.
Oh, shit. Here comes Pac-Man.
Hey, Pac-Man. What's up?
Me, you bitches. I'm high on crack. Want a freebase?
No, Pac-Man. Drugs are bad.
Nope. Can't help you, man.
Pussies.
There's a hint.
Whoa. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. There it is again. We're going to have to give this one to Toe. This is Pac-Man. So Toe gets it as well. So now we have the third one. Holy shit. This is going to be fucking crazy. Okay, this one's going to be tougher. This one's definitely tougher. This is the third shitty MIDI of the week. So let's go and play it. I told you, this one's going to be tough. Really tough. Anybody have any clues in the chat room? Go ahead and make a good guess. Make any guess. Silence was trying to be a smart Alec and say it was something else. Yes, everybody knows it's Pac-Man, but the game is to guess what it is. We're going to play the number 3 for Shitty MIDI of the Week. This is probably the toughest one of them all.
I have guesses, but that's it.
I mean, you know what? Go ahead. Why don't you give me your guess?
It's either going to be like fucking Rygar or Anthena.
No, it's neither of those. Neither. Vaguely familiar it is to Toe. So I sound like Yoda. We don't know quite what it is. Toe doesn't have a guess yet. I'll do it one more time. This is an arcade. You dumped quarters in this and you know it. I did. Had a great soundtrack. for an arcade. All right, so we may have to pass on this one. We may have to pass.
I'm totally lost.
We may have to pass. I'll give this one out. This one was Jungle Hunt.
Never even heard of that.
Yeah.
Never heard of that game.
Yep. So Jungle Hunt, you can go look it up. You can get
that must have been exclusive to Iowa.
No, it was not exclusive to Iowa. But we have the final one. This one will definitely be, Vokura says on the delay, it's a jungle game. And he's right. I mean, that's about as close. You know what? I'll even give it to Vokura because I know of the delay. I'll even give that one to Vokura. Vokura.
Okay, so Vokura gets it.
So we'll even give it to Vokura because that's as close as anyone's even guessed. So there you go, Vokura, you got one. So right now we have Toad 2, Vokura with 1. God, we may have to whip up a tiebreaker. Because technically Toad can win if, you know, Toad can either win by guessing the fourth one
here,
or...
I'll give you all a really easy one.
Hey, save it, save it, save it! Save it!
Or not.
All right, so here we go. Silence 2 says Frogger. No, actually we did Frogger the first week.
Yeah, Frogger's already been done.
So we got one more. One more to go. So here we go. This is the third, or excuse me, the fourth shitty video this week. This is the last video game one. Let's see who guesses this. This is an easy one. Arcade game. Actually, this is more in the 90s.
Late 80s.
Yeah.
I consider it the 80s still, yeah.
So, there's the final one. Who's going to guess it? You can either call in 1-866-LV-ROCKS or try in the chat room with the collective might of the chat room. Figure out what this week's shitty media is.
I mouthed it to Trench, and he told me I was right.
So yeah.
This is the only one I really got right
this
so
is,
far.
This is one of the ones you got right. So.
Well, no, I got Pac-Man.
How can you not? You know, I Toe, misguess. Paradis? No. Let's play that again. This is easy! And it's catchy! Toad's going nuts! So
we're not going to give this one up so easy like the other ones.
Yeah, this...
I want to prolong Toad's...
Toad is really beating the shit out of himself. He's like, fuck, 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 in the chat room. So that's a quote, folks. We got Shitty Mitty. Come on now. This is the final one of the video game Shitty Mitties for this year, at least, until I find more.
Toad, do you have a guess? Otherwise, we'll have to play this again.
Toad, bubble, bubble!
Damn, it's about time.
Congratulations, Toad. You win! Shitty Mitty! So congratulations, on guessing Bubble Bobble, and here's your jackshit prize or award for the day. Oh, it didn't work.
Oh, it didn't work. That's too bad. Maybe you just didn't log in properly.
Let's try this again.
I don't think you logged in properly.
I don't think I did either. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
So we tried. We
pretend we kicked you.
Yeah, that's what we were going to try to do is kick you from the chat room, but I guess that ain't going to work. Anywho.
Reap what you sow.
Well, so congratulations, Toe. You win the jackshit prize or award, depending on its relative worth to you. Claude, you got any music to take us to a break?
do I have music? No,
yeah, I mean, I got music if people, you know, since no one can figure what the fuck this is. And don't give me that, oh, it's too easy. I can't guess because that'd just be cheating.
Then you know what?
That's the point of the game.
Perhaps they need some better, learning. So let's go ahead, matter of fact, on that same note. We'll be back. Spankwagon will return.
We gonna drop this next bomb for a money-making player that ain't with us no more.
Yeah, Notorious B.I.G.
Hell no. We gonna do this for a gang-banging thug that never seen it coming.
Yeah, Tupac Shakur.
Nah, bitch. I'm talking about motherfucking Falco and shit.
What? Falco?
On the holdie, own girls got me sweating to the holdie, hanging out like Double D,
sip Long Island iced tea,
Brooks Mayor Mick G,
second Shamrock Shakes please,
3 o'clock on the dot, time to cruise for 8th graders,
rather tip the Weather Channel so that I can watch it later,
reruns are reruns, so what's happening,
he's knocked up and Roger on crack again,
deep throat, a whole natty body, make whoopee,
do a batch of silly putty,
make a spam and Colgate sandwich and ate it,
go through National Geographic and drop panties on the medium,
so I like to dance naked,
in front of my pets,
but my cat was in attendance,
so I sent him UPS,
play spin the bottle,
with my mom, I
watch out with no pants on.
Massive amount of views, nothing going on. Lamer than the Pope, playing the Walter King Kong. Fucking out like tourist battle ties. Better than the parents of a party of five. Luciano Pavarotti, on a treadmill. Not going nowhere, slim chance we will. Let's hit the Bo Jackson, born like one. Dick around like Reagan, goes to Hollywood.
Just sit around and wait for Miles White to activate stalemate,
jailbait,
in my so-called life imprisonment.
Amazing what a good breakfast pickles make, isn't it?
I like to pretend I'm speed reading.
Never lose a sight of the thrill
season.
Don't need a shower
today.
Just some fruit.
A fabulous day.
Sold the ass on my jeans.
Green will do another day.
And I recycle.
I sniff our own farts.
I dial the wrong number.
Hope a conversation starts.
I mean, I might as well
be listening to Journey.
Giving myself a mullet.
Hook the Bobby to the Kirby.
Make a prank call, pretending I'm a mime.
Get stuck in traffic just to pass the time.
Send a letter in the mail.
In brown.
To Johnny Quest.
Send me back my ex.
Lots of water views, nothing going on. Lamer than the Pope, playing the Walter King Kong. Fucking out like Torres Bella ties. Better than the parents on a party of five. Luciano Pavarotti, on a treadmill. Not going nowhere, slim chance we will. Let's hit the Bo Jackson, born like one. Dick around like Reagan, goes to Hollywood.
Mighty tidy whitey and I'm smuggling plums.
When you wanna come.
A mighty tidy whitey and I'm smuggling plums.
When you wanna come.
A mighty tidy whitey and I'm smuggling plums.
When you wanna come.
A mighty tidy whitey and I'm smuggling plums.
When you wanna come.
Yeah, sound familiar?
Shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Here comes Pac-Man.
Hey Pac-Man, what's up?
Me, you bitches. I'm high on crack. Wanna free base?
No, Pac-Man. Drugs are bad.
Nope. Can't help you, man.
Pussies! Whoa! Holy shit!
Not going nowhere, slim chance we will. Let's hit the Bo Jackson, born like.
Prince. No, no. Glenn Campbell and I agree on one thing in life. We both hate that fucking song. You know, I don't know why, but it just didn't play like it should have. I'm not too worried about
Hold
it.
Hold on. Let me go ahead and...
No, we've got different ads.
No, I'll play an ad for you. Here you go.
Oh, dear. No, dude, we've got...
Yeah. So the hosting solution is yours.
We have totally different ads now.
See, I was going to make one up.
Don't make shit up.
Looking for some place to host your website?
Totally different.
Maybe you already have a host and are looking for a better deal. Then check check out AnywhereHost.com. AnywhereHost.com offers 24/7 live technical support, a 99.99% network availability guarantee, and with packages starting as low as under $10 a month, you can see why hundreds are making the move to AnywhereHost.com. Visit the website for all the hosting packages available at AnywhereHost.com or call toll-free at 1-888-863-4383. That's 1-888-863-4383.
See, now then we go to the song, the music. So.
Well, check this out, man. They got...
So you go to AnywhereHost.com right now.
Yeah,
okay.
I did, man. That's actually pretty good. $7.50 a month. Looks like 5,000 megabyte disk space. Why they can't say 5 gig, I don't know. 300 gigabyte visitor traffic.
More zeros look better, dude.
Yeah. Free yourname.com, free website builder, and free subdomains. 24/7 tech support and a money-back guarantee.
Yeehaw! All right, so you just pimped out twice, so we got that taken
care of. 2 years, get one free.
Even better.
That's pretty good. I feel like, you know, I've done a good justice for everyone.
There you go.
Except for apparently you don't like Glenn Campbell.
No, I do not like Glenn Campbell.
What's wrong with Glenn Campbell?
The one-hit wonder that won't die? That's exactly what it
Glenn
is.
Glenn Campbell sung other songs.
Like?
Well, let's find out here. Let's go to iTunes.
Oh, geez. Here we go. He's going to find something. Don't we have mad props to do or something?
Yeah, we got mad props, but we got an argument to settle real quick.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. Glenn Campbell, 20 great hits. Let's see. What kind of shit did Glenn Campbell
play? Let's listen to what kind of shit Glenn Campbell played. It's got a stream. No. Okay, let's find out what else Glenn Campbell played.
Who knows where? But I'm strong.
No. Glenn Campbell is Marty Robbins' bitch, okay? That's all I'm going to say to that. No. Okay, anything other than Rhinestone Cowboy? There's a reason Rhinestone Cowboy was the only good one.
Come on, it's Rhinestone Cowboy. You got to let everybody hear it, man. But I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Eric, I wish I had a record scratch noise just for you.
Just for me, dude.
Just for you.
That's what...
She'll laugh when she reads the part.
Yeah, okay, that's
you,
enough. That's enough. Yeah, I'm
you,
done.
You, okay, now look up Marty Robbins.
Marty Robbins.
Marty Robbins.
Marty Robbins only sung like one thing, man.
He sung a few. Oh, Glenn Campbell didn't?
Yeah, apparently, Glenn Campbell sung Southern Nights.
Apparently.
Did you mean Marty Robbins? Yeah, I did. Oh, it's misspelled. It's two B's. Like the Rhinestone Cowboy. Dun,
dun, now, Marty dun. Robbins, that's good shit.
Great. Down in the West Texas town of El Paso, I met a girl who was acting as a mule.
Acting with a mule. You'll go and see it once.
I'm running away, but why should I go? Because I couldn't stay without you.
That's good stuff.
You got me singing the blues.
I think that's good stuff, huh?
Compared to Glenn Campbell? Fuck yeah, that's good stuff.
Cowboy came in. Wild as the West Texas wind, dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love.
I can't take this.
I liked it.
Here, this is better. I figure this
I
is more your speed.
I was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It paid my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. When you feel the prayer returning, then you know the fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, and he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us
makes it right. Sometime the past seems drear without a ray of cheer, and a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. Well, a mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little hope with Jesus clears the way.
Let me get a second opinion. Caller on the air.
Yeah, hello. I just want to say that this is nothing but a bunch of crap.
Really? You think this is a bunch of crap?
Why, yes. You see, Claude Ball has this poor sense of music and taste. He just sucks.
Well, you know, I tend to kind of agree with you. Fucking, he likes Glenn Campbell.
Caller, please turn your radio down.
What is wrong with Glenn Campbell?
I'll tell you what's wrong with him. Don't forget you.
You don't like Glenn Campbell?
No.
Well, hang up on the caller, apparently. Don't like Glenn Campbell, man. See, I thought everybody liked Glenn Campbell.
No. Not everyone likes Glenn Campbell.
Are you racist?
He's white!
Yeah, I know. Do you hate white people?
Yes, I do.
All right, so I guess in that case, we'll have to play some good music for you then.
I'm beating on white people now.
Help, help. I'm being, prejudiced.
Prejudiced.
Is that a word, prejudiced? He prejudiced
I don't think
me?
It's a verb, no. All right, why don't we go ahead and play? Why don't we go ahead and do Mad Props?
You know what? Let's go ahead and do Mad Props.
Let's do Mad Props. Bring up Mad Props music. If you bring up what I think you want to bring up, I will kick your ass.
Wrong one. Here we go.
I'm in with the out crowd. I'm in with the out crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in Spank Wagon Radio where we give you, the faithful listeners, your
Mad Props.
So let's start off with Canada Dude, or excuse me, Canadian Dude.
Mad Props.
40.
Mad Props.
Foo Foo.
Mad Props.
Toe.
Mad Props.
Virtual One.
Mad Props.
And finally, even though he just got ping timed out, let's say Mad Props to Volkeris.
Mad Props. Mad Props is always a favorite fan staple.
I do. I really. I like giving Mad Props because, I mean, come on.
You are a giver.
I am a giver. I am a pitcher.
You're the pitcher, yes.
And you're catcher.
I'm not a catcher, man. I'm the umpire. Dude.
Who the fuck banana the fatta hafatta shafatta J? Well, they're a little late to try to get us, aren't they?
And they quit.
And they quit. They realized, shit, I'm too slow. Yeah. All right, folks. What do we got?
If we were in a different chat room, the old one, I could understand. Well, maybe I thought it was a fetish room.
This actually came from the site. It was posted by Mr. Mann on the site. San Francisco voters have approved a handgun ban. Voters have approved a ballot measure to ban handguns in San Francisco and urge the city's public high schools and college campuses to keep out military recruiters. The gun ban prohibits the manufacture and sale of all firearms and ammunition in the city and makes it illegal for residents to keep handguns in their homes or businesses. Only two other major U.S. cities, Washington and Chicago, have implemented such a sweeping handgun ban. With all precincts reporting early Wednesday, 58% of voters backed the proposed gun ban, while 42% opposed it. Geez, that's kind of an obvious number there. Although law enforcement, security guards, and others who require weapons for work are exempt from the measure, current handgun owners would have to surrender their firearms by April.
Oh, wow. Here comes a fight.
A coalition led by the National Rifle Association has said it plans to challenge the initiative in court, arguing that cities do not have the authority to regulate firearms under California law. The Military Recruitment Initiative won with 60% in favor and 40% against. The measure, dubbed College Not Combat, opposes the military presence of military recruiters at public high schools and colleges. However, it would not ban the armed forces from seeking enlistees at city campuses, since that would put schools at risk of losing federal funding. It encourages city officials and university administrators to exclude recruiters and create scholarships and training programs that would reduce the military's appeal to young adults. We now have a moral weight on this of the city behind us. It is definitely a valuable asset to have in our corner, said Bob Matthews, an activist for this proposition. So we have assholes in San Francisco want to tell everybody else, you can't have your gun.
It's San Francisco. What do you expect, man? It's like the uber liberal capital of the world. I mean, in San Francisco, I'm sure that right now, if they could, they'd probably deduct a shitload of money from your paycheck just to feed the homeless.
Well, that is probably true. But I think, you know, I mean, and it was said that in on the spankwagon.net, you know, that something like this will not fly very fucking far. But I don't know. I think it actually will to a certain degree. I mean, if Chicago and Washington have been able to do it so far.
Well, I mean, I can see where San Francisco really needs this. But, okay, let's first of all, let's start with Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is a capital, okay?
Fucking murder capital of the fucking world.
Well, aside from its domestic violence, yes, I can understand because it's a capital, you need to keep people out. Fine. Now, I'm okay with that to a degree. Chicago's been is a very, very bloody city, starting back with, you know, the romanced Al Capone, to the fact now, you know, you got the fucking, you know, gangster disciples and the fucking Latin Kings shooting the shit out of each other along with everyone else too. Chicago is a very, very bloody place, so I can understand a lot of their bans there. And when it comes to San Francisco, I can understand the problems that they're having in fucking Oakland. All right. San Francisco may be like an East Coast city on the West Coast, but Oakland is like the fucking New Orleans on the Pacific.
Yeah, Oakland is a little different, actually. I would consider more Oakland hippie geek capital, and really Oakland
is... Hell no! Oh, you're thinking of Berkeley.
Oh, yeah, maybe I am. You're right, I am. And one thing is, San Francisco isn't, you know, Berkeley. It isn't Oakland. It isn't those places. To be honest, I think it's very... I don't know. I think it's a bad idea to say everyone should be gone. You know, you can't get rid of the problem by getting rid of handguns.
No, hell
no. It's people that are the problem. I mean, I'm not an NRA member or anything like that, but come on. Someone has to pull the trigger. That's the problem. It's education. It's, you know, guns getting into the wrong hands. You know, there's better ways to do this than say, you can't have it when you're in this city.
Nah. I totally agree, dude. I mean, it's like, you do need the existing people there. That they need to be able to protect themselves. Dude, I mean, let's face it, dude. If you want a gun, you're gonna get a gun. And if you're especially a fucking gang member, dude, you're not gonna not get a gun because the law tells you not to.
You know, the only people that break laws are the criminals to begin with. If you really think about that, you know.
Exactly.
And they're doing it. I mean, they want a gun to shoot someone. You know, they don't want a gun to plant a flower. I mean, that's just stupid to think like that.
B&M says their majority vote, let them have their way. I got to disagree. You know, it's like, I know this is going to sound very, not so much totalitarian, but very dictator-like.
Okay.
There are times where you cannot let people make decisions for themselves. I mean, come on. If we all said because the majority says it's okay to do, you know, then, you know, we might as well go ahead and, you know, bring back the Salem witch trials. We might as well go ahead and allow someone to kill their wives simply because they anger them, you know, because it's okay with that law. You know, you might as well go ahead and cut the thumbs off fucking taggers.
Because?
Majority says it's okay. A law is not a true definition of what's right or wrong. It's just representation of popular belief. You can't shoot people without availability. You know what? You can fucking shoot some people like a motherfucker. And truth be told too, like England has a complete ban of handguns and shit like that. The problem here is even before these kind of bans right there, handguns are not the number one way people get killed, man. I mean, handgun violence involving handguns is high, of course, you know, because it's an available tool. But you're going to find a lot more people get fucking murdered and stabbed and shit, especially on just sheer number as well as per capita, when it comes to sharp objects like fucking knives and pointy sticks. Now, what are you going to do, ban cutlery, too, as a next step so people don't hurt themselves, let alone other people? You can't do it.
No. And I think that it's very ridiculous and very irresponsible for anybody in the city council, mayor's office, whatever government offices there are, city coverage, to think that this is a smart thing to do. Because completely honest, and as much as I'm going to sound like a goddamn gun nut, it is not. You know, it is a violation of the Second Amendment. Sure, we're at a time of war. Yes, we could build a standing army, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I knew the whole Second Amendment. But we have a right to bear arms.
I think aside from a right to bear arms, I honestly believe we have a need. The problem is people who are fucking gun nuts. I mean, we used to work with a guy who was a complete gun nut, and you'd think that this dude went home every night and like polished
all of his guns
with
and
his
rifles.
Own fucking like, you know, visceral fluids. The guy was a fucking lunatic about guns. I think the guy was a fucking obsessive lunatic to begin with. I think if guns didn't catch her,
something else would.
Yeah, I think he'd be fucking going crazy telling me about stamps.
The other interesting thing is the military recruiter ban. The fact that they don't want military recruiters, I think that's also stupid because it's all in what you offer. If the school was already offering great scholarships
and vocational training,
they're going to ignore the recruiters to begin with.
Because the whole number one thing about recruiting is education.
Yeah.
Recruiters all the time just push it in everyone's mind.
Exactly.
That, you know, if you join up with the Army, dude, you know, you can get an education.
And if you actually give something other than if you remove the recruiters, okay, first off, you're not fixing the problem. You're not fixing them. You're not giving them a chance to try something else or do something else. You're just taking one thing away. You're not adding to it. And to tell me that, oh, well, if we ban the recruiters, then we can go ahead and add more, you know, money to this, that. Well, no. The recruiters come in on their own. They're not coming in by someone else paying them.
That's true. I got to say right there, I don't see a problem with people with recruiters on schools. I really honestly have to be truthful right there. You know, if it hadn't have been for other circumstances, you know, there's a good chance I probably would have joined the military. Myself, and this is going to sound silly as hell, if I had a choice, I'd rather love to have entered the Marines and become a drill sergeant. I think that'd been a great call.
I would have loved just to watch your ass run.
Yeah, I'd probably be completely
different. I don't think
you could
do it. Yeah, I probably would be.
I wouldn't be in the same shape I am right now.
Yeah, obviously. But I mean,
I don't see a problem with that because, you know what? That's a damn good argument that you bring up. I honestly got to commend you on that. And I'm not just doing this to kiss your ass on air going, well, huh, stroke each other's ego. But you know what? You're absolutely right.
Your lips are cold.
Well, I'll warm them next time. If the schools did offer better vocational training, the Army wouldn't have as much leverage. I agree. That's probably the best end-all be-all argument I've ever heard.
And instead of removing the military, give better vocational training. Do something else for the students. So, anywho, that's that.
Kids with guns, taken over by one big arm. They mesmerize skeletons. Kids with guns, easy does it. Easy does it, they got something to say.
Girls are turning us into monsters, turning us into fire.
Personal matter, because it's not all good. I mean, things ain't always that cool, you know. I just want to talk to you guys about a problem I got. Maybe you can help me.
I stab people, 4 or 5 people every day. I try to see a shrink to stop that shit, but it ain't no fucking way.
you got no way. Stabbed Alex, my manager. He was like, what the fuck? I stabbed him in the gut. I order food just to stab the guy when he gets there. I don't care. I stab anybody anyway. I stabbed the mailman. He was pissed. He tried to mace me. I'm too quick with the stab. Come on, come on.
Now, one thing one of our members in our chat room pointed out, BNM here, totally different view from that he gets from the article. BNM, what country are you in again? I'm drawing a blank, but I know it's not the United States. He says that it seemed like positive news for a change, especially in the part about
Hungarians in Scandinavia.
What?
That's the country he's from.
Doesn't say that here.
Yeah, dude, you had this argument before, dude. It's not Switzerland. It's some other
country. It's somewhere out there. But anyhow, he says that he thinks it's a good thing to discourage the I don't care. The recruiters, to me, aren't a problem. I was able to tell a recruiter to go shove off. They don't use, we don't have a military that forces people to join for like a set internment of 1 year, 2 years, or whatever.
Like, you join, Israel.
Yeah, you join because you want to join or because that's the only option. And you make the best of that option. You make the best of that choice. If you don't want to join the military, don't. It's not that hard. Volkeris, actually, in our chat room, Denmark, thank you. Thank you, BNM. He is military, former military. I don't think anybody else in our chat room is. I'm not sure. BNM's a little confused about the being from Hungary or Scandinavia. I don't know. I mean, I'd like to know. I mean, why, Volkeris, did you go into the military? Was it because of just a pure and simple presence of a recruiter on campus? I highly doubt that.
Yeah. See, and that's the same thing with me, you know. Granted, part of it was kind of romance when I saw a Full Metal Jacket. But you know what? I really would have loved to have like joined the Marines. So, you know, I would have had been a drill instructor. Would have had a really good sharp wit to insult people.
Well,
to scream at people all day.
Okay, if that's your motivation, that's something a little different. But, I mean, to be honest, I don't think it's that bad of a deal.
I mean, you can fucking ignore them. I totally agree.
I mean,
it's not bad.
You obviously, you wanted to be a cop. I know that for a fact. We've talked about it before. You had all kinds of interest in actually being an LAPD, bang down the black guy cop.
Ouch.
That's true.
Ouch, Jesus.
So, you know, I mean, well, you're racist. We know this.
I'm racist. You're the one that hates black people.
You hate black people. You wanted to be a cop.
Because I want to be a cop means I hate black people.
Yeah. See, you just said it yourself.
No, not sheriffs hate black people.
No,
now
sheriffs
officers do.
Look, the whole point is, you know, it's not that bad. The gun ban, yeah, that's bad. Okay, I'm not a gun owner. I like to shoot guns. I won't lie there. It's fun. My friend has a bunch of guns. We'll go out to the target range. Boom, boom, boom.
Who do you know with guns?
Kevin.
Kevin who?
I'm not gonna give a last name over the air.
Does he live here in Vegas?
No. I go in Iowa.
Well, fucking A, dude.
Does it matter where he lives? No.
Like, I go out and shoot guns.
If I wanted to tonight, we'd go down to the indoor gun range and rent a fucking Uzi to shoot.
Yeah, you can.
And I'm okay with that. Doesn't mean I have to own one. Doesn't mean I have to deal with it myself. I can go and rent and shoot one. Yeah, that's fine.
Take it Uzi hunting.
Well, that's a little bit. By the way, Volkeris says, I'm graduating this year from after living all my benefits. It was school and work. The recruiters had pretty much zero to do with it until I already made up my mind. See, Volkeris wasn't even, the recruiters didn't have anything to do to lure Volkeris into the military. BNM, hell, Denmark has conscription, probably just compensating for being bumfucked in the last World War. So there you go.
I thought they had.
So wait a minute now. You're telling us that your view is different and you have conscription? I don't know. I guess I'm confused.
But Chris says he still got under $30,000 in federal loans, but the military helped out a lot. What the fuck, man?
Education is fucking expensive.
Jesus.
That's one of the things they were trying to get across in that article. If you can remove the recruiters and give other scholarships, that's great. Don't fucking deal with the recruiters. Bring more scholarships. You know, we are one of the worst countries now. We invented shit. I mean, I'm sorry. That computer, the internet we're on, I'm sorry, the technologies that we use every day that were developed in the United States. You know, and I know everything kind of develops at the same time, different places and merges. I know this. But we've lost our tech sector. We've lost our sense of industry.
Oh, absolutely, man.
We are a service. Can I fucking help you? Get you something? I mean, right now, I guarantee you we're being listened to by people who work in retail and pizza delivery people.
Oh, yeah. Service industry type stuff.
Service fucking industry.
Not much craft work.
No. unskilled labor, and I'm dogging it because I'm part of that.
Well, I wouldn't say what you and I do is unskilled labor. Believe me, there's a lot of skill to it.
It's skilled, but not to the point where you need a degree, and it's, not to the point where you actually go into
skill,
work.
Skill, not physical craftsmanship.
Okay, again, skilled labor, you know, in my opinion, this is my opinion, requires some level of degree, some level of serious education.
For skilled labor? And I'm going to disagree with that.
Okay, that's fine. We don't have a lot of that anymore. We have service industry. No, we don't need a lot of it. You know, everything is being automated. Everything is being convenienced. And that's great. But I have a funny feeling that within 10, 15 years, we're really going to see a huge problem here in the United States. Massive fucking problem with people who, if everybody is service industry, who's bringing us our stuff?
Well,
we're at the mercy of everyone else. I'm sorry. And B&M, I know I know you're not an American, and that's cool. Actually, it is really cool that we get listeners from Denmark, but that's another story altogether. So I know you see a different side of this than we do, but and we have an open mind, so if you present a very valid argument, we're cool with that. I encourage you. As a matter of fact, this topic right now about the gun ban is currently on spankwagon.net. I don't know what the exact header of the thing is, but it is there, and there's a lot of replies to it already. You know, talking about San Francisco. It's a post done recently by Mr. Mann. So you can check it out there, and we want to hear your opinions. Let me hear these other opinions. Let me evaluate them. Let me judge them so I can help better understand other people's point of view. I will say that because me ranting on my end without full information will sound stupid in 10 years. The thing is, though, I mean, with what we have going, I mean, it's just service industry, and we're losing so much ground. Yeah, we need more scholarships. We need more push to education. And I don't mean No Child Left Behind. I actually mean something.
Well, what are we going to educate people on? I mean, that's the problem. I mean, I got to be honest with you. When it comes to education, I think you're a bit of an elitist.
Excuse me?
I really do. I think you're very pompous when it comes to education. You think that if someone doesn't go to a formal college and get some kind of a fucking degree that they don't have any sense of higher fucking education. And what I'm telling you right now is the problem is we have no industry in the sense of we don't craft anything. We deal in bullshit. All we do is fucking deliver services and goods to people. And I agree that's crap. The problem that we have right now is there's very little that we actually tangibly make, and everything that we do fucking consume, you know, to in order to compensate because we have fewer people manufacturing shit, we have to buy everything on fucking credit and we get into debt.
Right. And
but I'm going to tell you I'm going to tell you right now, just because someone doesn't get a fucking college degree doesn't mean that they're fucking useless. It doesn't mean that they have unskilled labor. I mean, let's face it, dude. I got to be dead honest with you, okay? Some dude that owns his own business and runs a little fucking garage, little mom and pop fucking car mechanics place, that's skilled fucking labor. He may not have a college degree. Hell, he may not even have a certification. I mean, hell, I know a lot of people, you know, back in the old days when they did go to the military,
right,
and got like an education as a mechanic and left the military and were mechanics. Now there's nothing good in that, you know, there's nothing on paper to prove that this person is even ASE certified. But
right,
the point is, they have that kind of skilled labor. The problem is, by unskilled labor, I think what we're kind of losing sight of here is unskilled labor is just fucking customer service. Shit where no one needs any credentials to fucking replace you. Even working in certain levels of call centers, there is a skill involved, unfortunately, because there's such a high turnover rate. No one takes time to actually learn skills, let alone train them. But the problem is we don't manufacture anything. We're not self-sufficient. We depend too much on other countries.
We're way too much dependent on our imports. We don't have enough exports. We don't.
I got to ask.
I guess I look at it from the perspective of we invented television, but we no longer make television.
No, we don't.
Television sets.
Well, the problem that we do have here in America is everyone has lost sight of goal. I mean, everything's quantity instead of quality.
Right.
I mean, right now, it's not that America is so far behind on debt that we're completely fucked. The problem that we have is we can make a television in America, but we would have to take a serious, serious fucking look at ourselves, okay, and undo a lot of the problems that we have.
Such as?
Well, first of all, we got to tell people, you know what, you don't have to fucking have everything now. You don't have to have it on debt. We'd have to have a complete turnaround. We have a lot of influence from other countries, okay? Japan, being a big one I see a problem with. I see too much Japanese influence in America. I see too much commercialism to consume, 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 buy, have, now. Can't afford it, credit. You know, I don't, you know, fucking Tokyo atmosphere of ads everywhere telling you to buy shit you don't need.
Right.
Whereas before, America was had a very, very cash and carry mentality on stuff and a larger sense of self-reliance, you know, both in consumerism. I think that we would really need to, you know, step back to that to make shit work.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can agree with that to an extent.
Because what's happened is, you know, it's not that America is fucking on its knees and we're on, like, goods and services, life support provided by the rest of the world. Let's face it, America could build a good car. America could build our own televisions. We could build our own computers. We can do all of this. The problem is that we can't do it to what we consider acceptable in terms of profit.
Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American.
We don't have any masculine
fight
leaders
for
either.
What's right.
That's true.
Fight for your life. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, you gotta take a stand.
That's right, man. And you know what? The American dream is fucking dead. The American dream is essentially work hard for what you want right there, and you earn it in turn. The harder you work, the more you get what you want. And that's gone, because now it's all credit. I mean, the mentality we have right now, the reason we have to have these new bankruptcy laws is because everyone just feels they can rack up credit and then just fucking escape their debts by filing for bankruptcy. Granted, I understand, and believe me, before anybody jumps on this, my father was someone who racked up a lot of medical bills when he got sick. We're talking, we got into six
digits. Medical
debt's
a little different.
But
medical debt is a lot different compared to, I gotta have this toy.
But if we had more respectable fucking people, people that actually that weren't stuck in an office all day and concerned about the bottom line, you know what? Things would be a lot better. If we didn't have people that were fucking... If we didn't have so many goddamn money handlers in American society nowadays when it came to corporations, we'd be doing a hell of a lot better. I agree with Walmart saying that, you know what, they need to promote a healthier staff. Promote as in, you know, encourage people to be healthier and stop going to the fucking doctor because that's running up healthcare bills.
Well, and I won't argue with you there because... You know, I mean, we're going from one thing to another, and you're following us here, and we appreciate that.
Yes,
by the way,
we
you
do.
Are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. And if you have any comments to this, give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, LVROCKS.
Yeah.
That's a toll-free number here. Local Vegas, 383-8120. If you want to call really long distance, 1-702-383-8120.
My biggest concern right now is looking at America and being the places that I've been on so many business trips that I've taken. I know it's not like, you know, huge in comparison to other people that are frequent flyers. But seeing the different sides of America that I see and meeting the different people that I have here in Las Vegas being such a large crossroads, I worry that America is going to fucking have a huge rift. I don't see America, you know, like Civil War being North versus South. I think America is the type of place that would would fragment into three sections. The coasts and the central.
Well, that may very well happen, but, you know, one thing I look at is the fact that, you know, we have so many damn middlemen doing things. One of the things I will say is we have a lot of people who are software engineers. This is what Vocurus is going for. Software, and that's probably one of our final, I guess you could say it's one of our final exports is software engineering.
It really is, because software engineering has been proven. Much like how we've discussed in way past shows, check the archive at spankwagon.net, about like agricultural equipment. You know, agriculture equipment, you need it, you want it to work right, and you want to get what you pay for, you buy American.
You buy a John Deere, you buy you buy a White, you buy
You buy
International Case.
Or even Ford. People aren't buying fucking Hitachi tractors. They may make them, but they're not buying them for heavy, industrial, consistent, everyday use.
No, not
they're buying
here.
American.
Yeah.
And like that, software engineering is the same. They've tried going cheaper, exporting fucking software stuff to like India, and the code is just buggy. They never get it to work right.
You know, and that's one thing that, you know, maybe that is it. Maybe we're getting to this point where you're going to have, you know, software and building houses for all these, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say because you can look around and you can see all this development, but you got to wonder at what cost is this development? What foundation are they building? And I don't mean physical foundation, but what foundation are they building these new houses?
Credit.
You know, and
straight fucking credit. That is it. What you're looking at right now, and the problem is, this is a self-consuming problem issue. I mean, eventually, you can't fucking feed off of your own waste, and that's what we're eventually going to do.
Yeah.
Right now, the idea is to buy a piece of property, keep it for 4 years, and pay, you know, something you can't afford anyhow, pay for it strictly on interest only, and then flip the property and turn it around. The problem is, people like me who waited too long, you know, like in Vegas, I'm cut out of it. I know you've heard this argument before, and I'm not turning this into a Vegas rant. But the problem is, I mean, at what point is that going to stop? I mean, you're either going to have one or two things. You're going to have fucking stagnation with people that are locked in, and the other have-nots are locked out, or you're going to bring everything down and collapse the entire fucking thing.
And that's true. I mean, it's going to get to the point where, you know, everybody says the housing bubble, the housing bubble, housing bubble. And if you think about this, we're all still relating this back to the education. We're all still trying to relate this back to the fact that, you know, some people feel trapped and they don't feel like, well, they feel that if the military is the way out, maybe that's the way I should take. Maybe I will get that mechanics, you know, job from the military.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, other countries, like I was reading on North Korea, that's an interesting country. Very hard to learn anything about them. It's like scraps of shit.
Duh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously they're locked in. I mean, like the military is the number one employer there because otherwise everything else is like almost non-existent. You know what I mean? If the military is a way out for a lot of people, which I really believe it is, if you come from a ghetto slum, if you come from a small fucking town, hell, if you come from an uncomfortable big city and if you even just have that urge to travel, if you have that sense of wanting to do the right thing, I don't see the military being a problem. I don't see them approaching children being children when they're in high school, you know, like 16 or older, as being a problem. I don't see that as an issue at all.
No, and I don't either. So let's wrap this up.
Oh, absolutely.
I know we got a little bit more to go in the show, but let's stop this conversation now. There is more on the site.
There's a couple things too.
Encourage everybody to join in on the site to talk about. Why don't we go ahead and end on something light?
This is something very light. Now, this is actually going to come around with two things here. They canceled two flavors of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, they actually have canceled three flavors of Coca-Cola.
Three flavors? I only thought it was two. Now, what are these flavors?
You wouldn't make me search.
Because I know one of them is they've actually canceled Vanilla Coke.
Yes, Vanilla Coke, Vanilla Diet Coke, Diet Coke with lemon are to be replaced now by Black Cherry Vanilla Coke, Diet Vanilla Coke, and Diet Coke with lemon have been dumped. Coke said cherry flavor drinks were up, so they dumped kind of everything else. The Vanilla Coke, which was introduced in 2002 and the diet version in 2003, may return in the future. On Thursday, Coca-Cola said it would end sales of the two vanilla flavored drinks in the UK early in the next year and replace them with Diet Cherry Coke or whatever. They're dumping Coke flavors, they're changing Coke flavors, and then you purchased what?
Well, you know, like I said, we were talking about how they canceled flavors, but I got something here of two new flavors. Hershey's Chocolate Company has come out with a couple new items right here.
Which are limited time, special edition.
My opinion, limited time means if they have to cancel it early, then there's no big loss. I have a Hershey bar, which is raspberries and cream, and a Kit Kat bar.
Which is orange and cream, which we talked about at the very beginning of the show.
I want you to try this on air.
Oh, God. Okay.
This is...
So we're trying the raspberry?
This is going to be raspberry and cream.
Thanks.
I didn't think it was too bad. He's chewing the candy bar.
Actually, it isn't too bad.
It's not too bad at all.
I'm not a fan of raspberry, though. Mm-hmm. But at least this isn't like blue raspberry.
Oh, I know. Now,
let me go.
Clear your palate out right here, because we're going to try the orange Kit Kat. And I got to be honest right there. I have my own opinion about it, about both of these. But I want to get the
untampered
opinion.
Kit Kat.
Orange Kit Kat.
Kit Kat's normally what? Peanut butter and wafer, isn't it? And chocolate?
Something like that,
okay. Ew.
I see that Trencher agrees with me. I don't care for the orange Kit Kat.
Orange isn't a candy flavor.
It does not work. Basically, what they've done is they've added flavor to white chocolate. That's it.
Meh.
The raspberry is not bad. The orange Kit Kat, I am like no fan of. Matter of fact, we have people in the green room If they want to come in and have the orange Kit Kat, that's up to them.
Yeah, so if you want to come in and eat the candy, we'll
eat
just leave
it on air.
We'll leave it for you.
Ew!
Oh, we got an opinion already, and they didn't even eat it.
Ew, orange, yuck.
You don't
like orange?
How do you know? You never tried it. Come on.
We got with us Queen Hash. So.
It is orange. Just try it.
Go ahead. Same opinion.
Yeah. Same opinion.
Orange doesn't belong in chocolate.
That is raspberry and white chocolate. Would you like to try that?
Yes.
Probably.
Have you had these before?
No. Never even heard of them.
Have you heard of the show before?
Who are you?
Yeah, that's what I thought. See, same opinion.
The raspberry is good. The orange is horrible. No, that's yours. You can have it. I don't want it. Seriously.
You think the bum might like it out the road?
Go ahead and give it to bums, yes.
The bum or the ants? All right. Looking at the clock, so after we had our nice little impromptu taste test, after we talk about deep, heavy politics, love this show.
Well, you know what? I figured, happy chocolate. So go out and try some raspberry and cream Hershey's. Avoid the orange Kit Kat. That'll be your life lesson for tonight. Speaking of, you know what, dude? And I know there's a lot of geeks out there. Fucking John Tesh. I know we've talked about that guy before.
Yeah.
He's given like little life lessons and shit on the show.
Uh-huh.
John Tesh is the modern day William Mercer.
On that note.
I'm surprised John Tesh doesn't have a fucking empathy site.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am Claude Balls.
He's the Buck 50 Sugar Daddy.
Ka-ching, ladies.
We want to say a big thank you to a bunch of people. First, for bringing the show to you, LVRocks.com. Let's not forget Mega-Rock. Shit, I forgot it was .com. Mega-Rock, because I didn't jot it down. KC Host. Real Music Network. We thank
Casey all. Host, Real Music Network.
We thank all of our syndicates. Also want to say a big thank you to Friends of Spank, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, All Star Felons, KC Jukebox, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP. I'm Trencher.
I, of course, am Claude Balls. A big thanks to everyone. We honestly do appreciate it.
Appreciate everybody playing Shitty MIDI with us, taking in our mad props, and contributing to the argument. Thank you, BNM. Again, I'm Trencher.
I'm Claude.
We'll be back next week.
Because this has been Spankwagon.
Good night.